Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back. Here's a list of things I need you to do. You're on, guys. And now you're in program and you can talk. Are you there?
What the? Oh, it's in Studio C. How do I change that?
Let me see.
Hold on. Is that A? There we go. I did it.
Check,
did it.
Check.
Yay! I don't
all
need
right.
you, Bryn.
You're right about
the
that.
The A team is on. Me and you, Zet.
That's right. B team is almost fully here.
I guess Vinny's stuck in some kind of...
Who are you talking to at the beginning?
I was talking to Bryn.
Oh, he's back?
Guess who's back?
Shady's back.
Shady. Brynny's
don't
back.
Call me Shady.
Tell a friend.
We posted a video on the Alsine73 Instagram of Sarah and Bryn seeing each other for the second time this morning.
I go to walk in to like give Bryn a welcome back hug, and Huma goes, "Oh, I gotta get this on camera."
Wait!
I'm like, okay.
Okay, now pretend.
Now, then we waited action. And pretended. Super fun.
Was it just as good though?
I don't know if it was.
No, we were definitely.
We were acting. I think.
We were acting. We're not good actors. Acting is never going to happen for me. That's for sure. I don't know. Bryn might be a good actor, but
no, he gets his lines mixed up.
So did you go anywhere besides?
Remember the Franco thing?
Oh right, yeah. Oh yeah, that's a bummer.
Did you go anywhere besides Hawaii? How many travels did you go on?
Did you go to Vegas?
I did for just a few days. It was a last minute decision.
So is this just like, you know, your parenting choices, you know, on paternity leave, you figured, well we should take the kid all over the world. Yeah,
did Diamond ask to go there?
Yeah, Diamond like, I need to go to Vegas?
Big money, big money,
yeah.
Big
I didn't really
money.
Want to go to Hawaii, but you know, Diamond really insisted, so yeah. I said sure. And then the whole Vegas thing was like, it's an hour flight, so I figured it'd be a good practice run for her because we've never taken her on a plane.
Because she's a couple weeks old.
Hey, yeah. She's 3 months now, all right?
Yeah, that's how long your paternity feels like.
How did she do?
She did great. Really, really well, you know? And there were other babies, especially to Hawaii. Like, it's a very family kind of trip. So there were a bunch of babies on the plane, and a lot of them were crying. Mm. And she's an angel. She's perfect.
Of course she is.
I got really lucky. So
you got a good
crossing
one this
my
time.
Fingers and knocking on wood, because I'm sure next week I'll come in unpleasant. But yeah, everything's great.
What'd you guys do in Hawaii?
I brought some chocolates back for you guys. I had a bunch more stuff, like lehing mui. You guys know about that?
No.
No.
It's like this plum sugar type thing that's really well known in Hawaii and stuff you have to get. But I have a whole bag full of stuff that I lost. I went to baggage claim and yeah.
And it just never showed up?
So I had two things I checked in and I got one of them back. I'm sitting there like watching that conveyor belt go in circles.
Yeah.
And you know, 20 minutes later, I'm like, hey, there's like nothing here and my stuff isn't here. So I had to write a claim and waiting. And they're like, we'll probably get back to you. And didn't. So I'm calling them and kind of harassing them. And nothing's going on.
What happens to you if you don't get your bag back? I mean, if you have a claim stub for it and that you don't get it back, like what do you get money?
Exactly.
Or?
I'm wondering the same thing right now. I'm going through that process.
I thought you do get money, but I was in a situation where they lost my luggage and I was on, I was going with a friend of mine and we went for the first time and my last time ever on standby. Mm. And they told me, I won't say the airlines, but they told me, yeah, you're pretty much ass out. You were on standby. We're not responsible for your stuff. It was like, oh my God. And you know when you go away, sometimes to places, like, you bring your good stuff.
Yeah, all your best things.
Yeah. So I didn't get in it.
Or you buy new clothes even.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's such a bummer. So hopefully you'll get something back.
Oh. Diamonds clothes, breast pump, a bunch of like.
Breast pump?
I know. So many things.
Is that expensive?
Yeah, it was really expensive.
How much is it?
I don't know.
$150 probably, at least.
Pretty nice. Automatic breast pump.
Automatic.
And like and a bunch of like Hawaii stuff. You know what I mean? Just like all these things I wanted to bring back.
Like, how are you going to get that back?
You can't. Right. Even if they paid me for it.
Guess you'll have to take another week off and go back to Hawaii.
And gather all the stuff. Yeah. might just have to do that. But yeah, it was really fun. We just stayed in Honolulu and ate a bunch. Pretty much it. Super simple.
I can't believe you lost your luggage. That sucks.
I know.
It's the assiest way to end your vacation.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
When did you get back?
Last Wednesday, like Thursday morning, pretty much. Wednesday night, late night.
And you still don't have your luggage, so that's it.
Yeah. Probably, but I think it's 18 days or 21 days before you can actually claim it lost. So they're still looking, tracking it down.
It's going to land in that big warehouse where they have in Oklahoma or whatever. We'll see it on 60 Minutes. Right. Did you ever see that?
I've heard. They did a piece. I think you told me about that.
And then they auction stuff off. Like rows and rows and people's stuff.
But it's people's stuff.
Right. Hey, Bryn.
Yo.
Do you have the Evenflo Deluxe Plus Advanced Double Electric Breast Pump?
I don't know. Let me check right now.
Because that's $160.
Sounds like his was more expensive than that. He had like the Ultra Deluxe.
Ultra, yeah.
Vinny's here. Hey, Vin.
All right. Morning, Vin.
Hey. So massive traffic, huh?
Some kind of accident. I don't know. They parked this for a long time.
You're already in the city, too.
Yeah, I think that might have been a motorcycle accident. It was fatal.
Oh, was it?
I think so. There was a couple big accidents on your way in. Yeah. I was going to text you, and I thought, it should be clear by the time
I drove
driving.
Right into the belly of it and was like, there's no way out. We were just parked. I couldn't get out of it. I was stuck. Anyway, sorry.
Hi.
Welcome.
How was your weekend?
Oh, wonderful.
Was it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Did you already tell everybody?
No. We've been talking about,
Holmes, nice to see you.
Good to Bryn's be here.
Amazing.
Good to see
he
you
lost
guys.
His luggage.
They lost his luggage.
Yeah, they lost his luggage on
Baggage
him.
Claim lost my luggage, yeah.
I followed most of your adventures. It seems like all you did was eat.
Yeah,
he did just actually mention
that.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what happened, yeah.
It's the food.
Your kid's cute as could be, though.
Thanks. I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Had a good time with her.
A good baby, didn't cry on the plane.
Yeah, 4 plane rides.
Nice.
Really good.
So it was Vegas and it was...
Hawaii.
Hawaii,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vegas was the test run for Little Diamond. They just wanted to do a quick 1-hour jaunt.
Yeah, we just went there for buffets. So yeah, we just ate the entire paternity leave. Pretty much.
Wow. Let me see you. Stand up. Let's have a look at you.
I did a lot of I'm the same. I think I lost weight, actually.
How does he do it?
Well, no. I mean, I was really heavy. Really heavy.
200 You weighed 200 pounds?
Like 196.
You got to be kidding. How
when
you
was that?
5'6"?
I don't know. Like a month ago? I'm not 5'6".
Well, what are you?
Never mind.
5'6" and a half?
You and your high jokes.
That yo-yoing thing hasn't stopped for me. Like I was back. I was up to 170 before the end of the year. Now I'm down at 165. Another 5 pounds. I'll be at least. Anyway, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Holidays come and you're like, oh.
When you got back here, didn't you say you weighed 140?
I weighed 149.
Oh.
But, I didn't have any money, and all I did was run.
Yeah.
In Eugene. So.
We're just trying to run between the raindrops.
And then, you hook up, and you start going to restaurants, and next thing you know.
Oh, restaurants.
And everybody's
so
like, hey.
So great. Someone else cooking and cleaning.
Let's
and
go eat. Mm. Like, that's the thing. And it becomes, there it is. Now you're like,
I'd love to eat.
Used to be able to pull my shirt off.
We went to this restaurant.
Now I'm like pulling my shirt down.
I know.
Tell me about it.
I'm going to wear an extra bulky shirt.
What's going on here? On
Saturday night, we went to this place. We've tried actually to get into this place a couple times. It's tiny. It's like a little hole in the wall. Uh-huh. It's called...
In Mill Valley.
No, it's in... it's either in Corte Madera or Larkspur. It's sort of on the road between the two. And it's called Burma Town. Thank you.
Burmese food? Is that...
I believe it is. I mean, isn't it Myanmar now? But I guess you'd still call it Burmese food. Mm. But it's delicious, and it's all this crazy stuff. But you have to wait forever. Like, you can't make a reservation.
Hold
it's
on.
Tiny.
Crazy stuff?
Just
doesn't
all
tell me anything.
Burmese food, whatever, So it's sort of vague.
Yeah, I've never
like,
eaten that. There's a restaurant that opened up in San Carlos, but I just...
It's like
I think I looked at the menu.
Sort of
I was like,
Asian spices, but curries as well, and so like it has a Thai thing going on, but also sort of a
fusion of stuff.
Kind of. I mean, I guess it's specific to them, but it's all these sort of spiced beefs and like slow cooked rib things, and they super delicious. But anyway, as we were leaving, And the place is tiny. We waited outside for over an hour, and you put your name on a list.
Oh. And
it was totally worth it because I could smell it the whole time.
This is your family, or this is you and another couple?
Me, John, and the two kids.
Ah, got it.
And so we wait, and we've waited and bailed there before. So this time we're like, we're sticking it out. We're going to go in.
Do you just stand on the sidewalk?
Yeah, just stand on the sidewalk. You can get a beer or whatever if you want. Ah, you know what? In the end, it did turn out to be worth it. We got there at 5 o'clock. We're like, there'll be no one there.
What time does it open?
4. Ah. On the weekends, it opens at 4. And we got there at 5, and there was 30 people waiting out front. Mm. And it may be seats 30 people, maybe.
So they try to rush people out?
They don't. At all.
Hmm.
There, you feel very, once you're in there, it's a regular, they don't care. Super, it's like the nicest staff we'd never been. And our guy was like, oh. Welcome. Let me tell you how it's done. He's like super patient with us and made recommendations that were great. But as we're leaving, this girl, Deborah, stands up as we're sort of walking out. And you were literally having to turn sideways and get between tables to get out of the place because it's packed in there. And she's like, I just have to say hi. So I want to say hello to Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Who loves the show. And we took a little picture, and it was just super delicious. Speaking of restaurants, I had to tell you about my little Burmese food.
Good
experience.
I'm not
just
familiar,
delicious.
But yeah. You know, that's always
I never tried Burmese
fun.
Food myself.
3 hours. Awesome.
No, it was only 2. 1 hour of waiting and 1 hour in there. 1 hour total, then. I'm good.
Yeah, thanks, but no.
What did you do this weekend?
Let's see. Friday night, I saw Paddington 2.
Mm.
And you know, I hadn't seen Paddington 1, and now I regret because it was excellent.
You know, it has an incredible rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I freaking loved it.
Really?
I mean, I would recommend. Listen, I just want to say.
Are you being.
No,
funny?
No.
You
is
loved
that, is
it.
There anything funny about what I just said? I
kind
loved
of.
It. No, I thought it was great. I see kid shows now. What are you talking about?
Okay. And this one rated.
I loved it. I thought it was really good. I mean, I would suggest you leave a little before the very end because you might cry. I didn't, but you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, you guys, you pussies. Yeah.
So there was some crying. Okay.
Around me, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Paddington 2 was excellent. We loved it.
Mm.
So I did that. I surfed a couple times.
Oh,
it was such a nice weekend. Like one of those all-time, I love winter, down with summer, summer never come, boo summer.
Oh, I can't wait for summer.
What?
I cannot wait.
And then yesterday I did some yard work.
Oh, what did you do? Oh,
actually,
tell me everything about that.
It felt like summer yesterday as... I think that might be the first time I've gone in that backyard.
What did you have to do? Cut the lawn? Or?
There were leaves piled up everywhere. And the missus has a birthday coming up. And
party?
I think we're going to have family over. So there's like, there's like 2 feet of leaves out there.
Did you cram them all into your green barrel to get them all in there?
I filled the entire green barrel.
Wow.
And we've got one of those... the biggest one they make.
Oh.
And then another giant contractor size bag of leaves. I'm not kidding.
But now it's all cleared out.
Piled up. And then I got a lemon tree.
Yeah.
And that thing had, I don't want to exaggerate, over 200 lemons.
Oh.
Did you bring some in?
Yeah.
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Sure,
I have a lemon. I don't need any.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I've never.
I
seen
have a zillion lemons.
Anything like that? I don't know if they normally give off.
Winter's the time. Did you pick them all?
Well, yeah. I thought summer was the time.
No,
we're gonna get rid of those.
They. I think in the spring the flowers happen, and then over the course of the next however long, you get the little lemons. And winter. Winter's the time for mine.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, maybe I should.
Winter's
left
the time for my oranges
there,
too. Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
You didn't have to pick them all.
So me and the kid, she's out there going, ah, ah, because I'm throwing them out of the bush. Ah, catch this. Ah.
Oh,
She's useless.
She won't try and catch him?
Nothing. She's useless. Funny. She can't do anything with Dad. She's like, I don't want to do that. I found a stick. I'm like, oh, God.
Put it in the pile of rubble.
We're not here out getting sticks. So, yeah, it was fine. Yeah. Fun.
So are you loving the backyard and the yard work?
Well, no, I don't love yard work. I'm telling you, I was like crawling under things, trying to pull leaves out and just getting savage because I was out without my shirt on. It was sunny.
Oh.
Beautiful.
You had no shirt on.
Just savaged by it. I found all the rose bushes.
Oh.
Ah. Those things hurt, dude.
you might need to get a gardener.
Seems
I
don't
like
know.
You have a lot of plants that are going to need to be cared for. Like roses have to be fertilized and pruned. And
there's strawberries. There's a ton of stuff out there. Tons. And then
Take some pictures. I want to see this.
I'm just like getting after these leaves, and the missus is like, "Be careful about those water lines." And I'm like pulling a water line off my rake as she's screaming about it. Step on that for a second. I'm sure I screwed all that up.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't.
Be careful, yeah.
Dude.
Well, if you pull the thing off, it's going to shoot water when the irrigation goes on. You need a gardener.
Probably.
You might need to find somebody. Ask your neighbors. Well, they probably have somebody.
It might be a little late for that, but who knows. Anyway, so I did some of that. It was nice.
Great.
Nice weekend. I watched the Grammys last night.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Not the whole thing, but I did watch quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can at least comment. Did you watch some of it?
I watched, what did we watch? Maybe an hour and a half of it?
Yeah. Oh, well, how long was it? Two
four
hours?
4 hours.
It was four?
Was it 4 hours?
Yeah, it was really
They
long.
Really cut down the red carpet.
Dude, that was 4 hours and they couldn't put the Rock
no,
award in
they
there?
They couldn't do it. They had to have everybody.
And there was, they did a comedy award.
They did.
Yeah.
Instead of Rock, I guess.
I guess so. I don't recall seeing the comedy awards given in the
new.
Past.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's new.
Yeah.
So they
it's
put
cool
comedy
to see Seinfeld
in.
Comedy in and Rock out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bunk.
Yeah.
But you they know, played I watched it.
Did you see Despacito?
Yeah. I thought Despacito was good. You know who was excellent?
Yes.
Cardi B and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that was good.
They crushed. I mean, she was dressed. There's my
like
kid. I'm like... Oh, no, I just thought she was a little...
Like
you know.
A sexy clown?
Yeah.
Showing her butt.
Yeah.
Talking about my ass.
Yeah, like, she was good, though.
Yeah, they were good. I mean, she's fine, whatever. But Bruno Mars always just kills it. He won everything last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I think he was the big winner.
Him and Kendrick.
Jay-Z was nominated for like 7 or 8 things. 0.
You know who else killed
like
it?
Him.
Man, Rihanna.
Yeah, she's.
Did you see her do that song with?
We didn't see her performance.
Khaled and some other guy.
We only saw when I guess Tony Bennett and John Legend got up there and like introduced
Kendrick Lamar, and they gave Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna that award. But
then nobody grabbed Tony to pull him out of the frame. Like,
so
okay,
what's your name?
I thought that was weird.
Standing there, just standing next to Kendrick Lamar,
well,
and then Rihanna.
Elderly.
Rihanna
somebody has to, help the guy.
I know. I'm like, somebody grab him by the arm and say, right over this way, Mr. Bennett.
I'm like,
and then Rihanna has to like sort of crush her way in front of him to get to the mic.
She is
like, that's crunchy.
Huge. Did you? Kendrick Lamar looked like a toy next to her.
Well, I was looking at her shoes, and they were... I couldn't tell what the front looked like, but the heel was impressively gigantic. And her hair was big. I mean, she's just big.
She's
like,
so hot.
Ah, I know.
She's Love dancing, Rihanna. And she's so nasty. You're just like, she just grabbed herself.
Oh, yeah. I heard that her... maybe we should watch that. I heard her dance moves were, quote, wild.
Well, she grabs herself, and I was like,
tap the cookie. That was her move on SNL when I went, oh, is that the new dance move, you guys? I learned a new one. I can show you what I learned. Doesn't seem weird for a 50-year-old woman to be tapping the cookie. Come on. What's the big deal?
She's 50?
No, me.
No,
me
she's
doing
29.
The dance move. Oh, I'm 29. Trying to figure out, you know, what all the latest moves are. You know me. I'm always on the dance floor, so.
That's 50.
Gotta have the latest moves. Yeah, 50's looking good on her. We're late. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.